So as we begin today, we will let you know we have no relationships to disclose. And we'll start with a little background about the Global Health Ministries program. This journey that we'll talk about today started about a decade ago, and in the time that we have this afternoon, we hope to share with you the challenges and opportunities we have encountered during that time frame. We thought it might be helpful to give you a brief introduction to our setting. Cedarville University is located in Southwest Ohio. Our student body consists of about 3,400 undergraduate, graduate, and online students in more than 100 areas of study. We have approximately, of that number, the 3,400, approximately 400 of those students are undergraduate, graduate nursing students. So particularly in the undergraduate area, we are the largest single major on campus. Cedarville University is described as a Christ-centered learning community, and we are recognized nationally for rigorous academic programming, strong graduation and retention rates, accredited professional and health science offerings, and leading student satisfaction ratings. The Cedarville University School of Nursing has offered a Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree for about 25 years, and in 2011, we admitted our first cohort of Master of Science in Nursing students. As we have moved into this recruitment and implementation phase of the MSN program, we have recognized now more than ever the saliency of a global public health approach in advanced nursing education. For example, in 2011, the Global Alliance for Leadership in Nursing Education and Science recognized the vital role nurses play in sustaining global health care. The Alliance in particular highlighted the promise of advanced nursing roles for global health. Additionally, the Association of Community Health Nurse Educators published a landmark document in 2007 underscoring the global nature of the advanced public health nurse role. ACHNI foresaw that global health would be an integral part of the future of advanced public health nursing. As Cedarville University faculty began to recognize the emerging importance of public health nursing as a global health strategy, they began to develop a vision for how they could contribute to the advanced education of nurses in an innovative way. One of those original dreamers is standing beside me today to share her perspectives on the process of program development. So Dr. Sharpsole will now share with you some of that original envisioning and dreaming that happened about a decade ago.
Do you want to change the slide? Thank you, Dr. Perrell. As we considered as a department what we would do in terms of a master's degree, we looked around us at our neighbors and knew there were some excellent public health programs in the region. And we also looked at our university mission and our School of Nursing mission, which was to use nursing as ministry for Christ. At the same time, we looked at what was sailing as far as health issues, and this is not a surprise to any of you, I'm sure, but we know that bioterrorism is an ever-present threat. We know that microorganisms can travel the globe within 36 hours. SARS, for instance, in 2003 was a goodly example of that. We know that diseases that were once treatable by antibiotics are, of course, have developed resistance, and we now have superbugs. We know that poverty still remains the number one health determinant worldwide. And so we were aware of those threats. We also looked at trends in society, and we were quite aware that in society that a global nursing movement was occurring that links congregations, the church's mission really to heal, and the medical care system, and that has been known as faith community nursing. Another trend was that the healthcare system, and this, think of this back in like mid-2000s, and we were looking at the healthcare system, anticipating that it would be changing to a more ecological model, and we thought it might be a more population-focused model. And of course, we're always talking about healthcare change. So aware of these trends, we sat down at the table and we had a dream. We had a dream that we could offer a master's program in nursing that would be congruent with the university mission and the School of Nursing's mission to use nursing as a ministry for Christ, and would address this changing healthcare system and make an impact for Christ on the health threats that were occurring globally. We also had a dream that we could prepare nurses who would adopt an advanced role in both public health nursing and in faith community nursing. They had a dream that they could offer this master's in an online format so that we could access people, nurses who were working perhaps in inner city U.S., but they might be serving Christ across the globe. We had a dream that we could reach the globe with health promotion and disease prevention strategies using these as a ministry for Christ. We had a dream that our graduates would be leaders in solutions to public health issues by mobilizing faith communities and faith-based organizations. We had a dream that we would help faith communities to fulfill their calling to heal by bringing wholeness to populations that we were seeing become increasingly fragmented and isolated. We had a dream, really, that all people on earth would achieve abundant life as so well described in the Bible and embodied by Christ. Our dream then merged into a master's in global health ministry. As we did our dreaming and we sat down to actually try to put something together, we realized that there were challenges. And there are three major challenges that we confronted. The first challenge, and they're listed here, was regarding standards and competencies. For instance, we had to blend the essentials for master's program in nursing put out by the American Association of Colleges of Nursing in 2006 and then revised in 2011. We had to include the quad competencies for public health nurses that they were revised in 2011. We had to include the scope and standards of practice in both public health nursing, that was 2007, and faith community nursing, published in 2005. And then also the global health competency model. So there were a lot of different models that we had to consider. Why was blending this a challenge? Well, if you look at the language embodied in the master's essentials and the faith community scope and standards of practice, you'll see that they're focused on patient care. This created tension, of course, with the competencies in public health nursing and in the global health competencies. Public health nurses, as you well are aware, have a unique practice in which public health and nursing intersect. The practice is focused on populations, and I know that's not news to you folk, but we know that also they address health of individuals and families. Global health, we realized, and public health are the same thing. They are were defined in that way in the Lancet article in February of 2010, which stated that global health and the public health are indistinguishable. So to illustrate this tension that I've alluded to between individual and population roles, I'll give you some examples from the scope and standards of the various specialties as well as the master's essentials, and I'll be reading these to you. An example from the leadership skills in the master's essentials states that the graduate will assume a leadership role in effectively implementing patient safety and quality. In the faith community nursing under leadership, the standard reads, abides by the vision, associated goals, and plan to implement and measure progress of an individual health care consumer. This emphasis on individually focused care is really quite in direct contrast to the competencies in public health nursing. And listen to this one now, under leadership. Fosters a culture where systems are monitored and evaluated to improve the quality of policies, programs, and services for populations. In global health competencies, the goal is to promote population health, safety, and well-being at local and global levels, as well as to eliminate health and social disparities worldwide. Obviously, these are much broader applications. Another problem we had with the competencies was that there was no real acknowledgement of the spiritual aspect of health in the Master's Essentials. Now, if you know anything about faith community nursing, the whole focus is on the intentional care of the spirit. And the faith community nurse is to be knowledgeable in two areas, nursing and spiritual care. In the essentials, it states that nursing care is to be designed for a clinical or community-focused population based on bio, psycho, social, public health, nursing, and organizational sciences. Not a mention of spirituality. The spiritual dimension that's so vital to the practice of a faith community nurse and our practitioners in global health ministry is not acknowledged in the document. Another problem with the competencies was trying to articulate them to potential students and practice partners. This has proven to be, proven to be a hurdle, in part because of the language of the documents as we've discussed previously. Many people not involved in public health or have difficulty grasping the whole concept of population health, and again, you know that, I'm preaching to the choir. Because at the present time our practice partners are prepared in either public health nursing or faith community nursing, they understand their focus to be the scope and standards of the practice under which they operate. And of course, explaining to the faith community nurse the necessity of addressing the health of populations may be a foreign concept to the nurse. At the time that we were designing the program, there were well-known studies being published where it was demonstrating that many of the public health nursing faculty did not have a background in population nursing. And so the students were not learning that focus. Potential students have been educated in a program in which public health has not been emphasized or taught by faculty who were not prepared, have difficulty understanding what they will be prepared to do upon graduation. For instance, just last week, one of our faculty members, who's an advanced practice nurse practitioner, asked me to explain to one of our current MS students why public health nursing is an advanced role. Many of our students are employed in patient care settings and do not comprehend how a master's in global health nursing and its blended competencies will apply to their work site. Employers also share this difficulty. The second challenge that was paramount to us was that we want to produce master's graduates who will adopt an advanced role in both public health nursing and faith community nursing. Our graduates then should be prepared to write a certification exam in both areas. There will be a specialty exam in faith community nursing coming out in 2014, and it's presently under development. But at the time when we were doing the preparation of our master's degree, there was no exam in place. We had two things that we could draw upon in terms of curriculum. The first was a parish nurse course that was for, an entry to practice of faith community nursing, but it certainly did not give us guidance for an advanced role. And we had the scope and standards of faith community nursing, but that was the 2005 edition when the whole discipline was still evolving, and it's since been revised in 2012, but we were designing the program much before that. The third issue for us was, we had the examination for public health nursing was changing. When we developed our program, the certification exam of public health nursing was in transition. As you may recall, at the time, the designation was a clinical nurse specialist in public health nursing. While acknowledging that public health nursing was an advanced role, there was some uncertainty as to what the new certification would be called and how it would be achieved. This uncertainty, of course, made it challenging for us in terms of how to design a curriculum for our graduates to write an exam when we didn't even know what it was going to be called. So Dr. Pear will now talk to you about some of the solutions that we were able to give.
So ultimately, the resolution to these challenges was the development of global health ministries competencies for our program. We utilize the Quad Council competencies for public health nursing, Tier 2 for those familiar with that document, and blended those with select faith community nursing scope and standards. We utilize these competencies along with many of the other professional resources we've already mentioned, such as the Global Health Competency Model, the APHN test outline, to undergird our curriculum development. And so briefly, our curriculum does include nursing core courses and the advanced practice core, because we also offer a family nurse practitioner track. And so those two tracks will complete those courses together. And then students in the Global Health Ministries track complete four specialty courses. Those are philosophy and theology of health, healing, and illness, epidemiology, global health and vulnerable populations, and finally, population-based healthcare management. After completing the four specialty courses, the students participate in two semesters of practicum experiences. The practicum experience involves collaboration with an expert in the field of global health ministries. Overall, the focus of the curriculum is holistic, population-level care. All courses are offered in a fully online format. Finally, we'd like to leave you with a snapshot of potential global health ministries' roles. As you review this list, please consider that these roles could be found within faith-based organizations, non-governmental organizations, the public sector, or the private sector, and all of those at the local, regional, national, or international levels. So we thank you for your time and attention this afternoon as we described our program. We'd be happy to speak with anyone more about the program. We did bring some brochures, which we left on the back table for those of you who would be interested. So thank you very much.